We're your friends. We're your friends. We're your friends to the bitter end.
The bitter end.
When you're alone.
When you're alone.
Who comes around?
Who comes around?
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX 1480 AM. We are live in Phoenix, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. This is That's What Friends Are For, from the Jungle Book. Of course, the vultures or whatever they are, right, in the Jungle Book. From the original version of that. And but of course, this segment...
Oh my gosh, yes, is brought to us by Quinn Schoenwald. And let me tell you, I need Quinn right now, because just talking about that thriller has got me so tied up in knots. And Quinn is a licensed sports massage therapist who works at the world-renowned Fisher Institute. And whether you're in need of performance training or rehab and PT, give Quinn a call at 307-921-2684, because this man has magic hands.
Nice.
Well-trained magic hands.
Very good. And of course, the Jungle Book is not the only new release. As we heard, 13 Cameras, last segment, great film.
Scary stuff.
We were still talking about it during the break. And there's another good thriller out as well. This one's a little more history-based. And we've got on a really special guest, co-writer and director Florian Gallenberger. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. How are you?
Great. The movie's called Colonia, and I've got to say, right off the bat, I really like this movie.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's, you know, Emma Watson plays a young woman whose desperate search for her abducted boyfriend, played by Daniel Brühl, draws her into the infamous Colonia Dignidad. Tell us a little bit about, for our listeners who don't know about Colonia Dignidad, what was that?
Well, it's a German religious cult that was founded in Chile in 1961, and the cult actually cooperated very strongly with the secret police of Augusto Pinochet, who came to power in Chile in 1973, and political prisoners were taken to an underground torture camp underneath this Christian German cult and were tortured and killed there. And that's a true story, and it has never been really dealt with. It has never been really investigated. And so the idea behind the film was to bring that story to the knowledge of the audience and to tell people about what has really been happening in Chile at that time.
Excellent. And has anything come out of it so far? You know, because I mean, it's been out there. I know you released in some other countries, right?
Well, we did release in Germany. The film's just playing the theaters right now in Germany. And I have to say, yes, the film did make a change, because the German Ministry of Foreign Affairs just stated last week that they are going to open the archives of what has been happening in Chile, and that they need to investigate, because also the German embassy was covering up for this cult and has been protecting them for many years. And now suddenly, and after the film has been screened, the German Minister of Foreign Affairs decided that they are going to change their attitude towards what happened, and they want to really find out. And if somebody made a mistake or if somebody is guilty, they want to prosecute him and all that. And I think that's a great success for the movie.
Yeah, definitely is. I mean, because when we in our first hour, we were talking a little bit about it, and you know that we hadn't heard of this before the film, and you know, now it's such a creepy story, a very thrilling story that you've brought to it. We'll talk about that in just a moment, and then this guy that Michael Nyquist plays,
You know,
what's his name again? The real guy?
Paul Schaefer. He was the leader of the cult. Yeah, he's a real character, and I think Michael just, you know, gave a stunning performance of this really very dark and malicious person, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's, I mean, in my review, I say he's one powerfully frightening villain. You know, what a despicable bad guy. He gets you all riled up, and, you know, so yeah, he just nails this character.
Yeah, it was interesting because I think it's really it really takes a lot of energy and braveness from an actor to open up to the darkness of such a character. Mm-hmm. And I remember those days that we were shooting like intensive scenes. Michael was completely exhausted afterwards, like running a marathon or something. Mm-hmm. So he really jumped into that darkness, and he said, "Well, if I want to play this character right, I have to discover my own darkness and really venture into the darkest places of my own psyche in order to not just pretend or not just make it like, you know, some kind of a game, but really give it a feel of reality.
Yeah, he does an excellent job. And Tricia, you had something?
Well, now, so I just want to be clear. So when Michael Nyquist, when Paul Schaefer
right.
died, uh-huh. did this cult go with him? Is this something that Chile is still dealing with? Because I've been to Chile and I'd never heard of Colonia Dignidad.
Well, I think if you ask in Chile, like, everybody is going to know that. It has been, the Colonia has been really a big player within Chile for 40 years, and it still exists still today. You know, for the movie, I went with Emma to the real cult so that she would see the people, that she would talk to the people and also, you know, understand that this is not just some kind of a story, but this is a part of reality. And Chile actually has been dealing much better with what happened there than Germany, because they had a big investigation concerning the political prisoners who were tortured within the Colonia. So Chile has been doing its homework and looking at its own past in this case.
So you say that Emma went there?
Yeah, Emma and I, we went there like 3 weeks before the shoot, because I really wanted her to get the feel of the place, because the place is very distinct. It feels like completely like fallen out of time. The people, you know, are very, very peculiar, mm-hmm. because they have lived like for 40 years completely, you know, cut off from the rest of the world. Of course, the cult today is not like it was in the 70s, and that's the time that the film shows, mm-hmm. but it's still a very, very strange place. And I know that, you know, this showed Emma that the, you know, the story has, you know, a whole different dimension to it than just being a thriller.
Yeah, and she did a great job in the film as well, Emma Watson. I have to say that, you know, just an excellent performance. I mean, we were, you know, who knew she was back then in Harry Potter and all that, and now she's
right.
a tremendous actress.
Right.
And of course, go ahead, sorry.
I think it's, you know, it's interesting because the first part where she plays a grown-up woman, not a teenager, mm-hmm. and so I think that was something like everybody was really curious and looking forward to see her in this different type of character, and I think she did a good job, yeah, great job.
And I think a lot of people like this about the film is that, you know, for a change, it's not the damsel in distress. I mean, she's going
right.
to help the guy.
Yeah, I think that was very important for her. Also, if you look at her, you know, a female empowerment, he for she campaign that she does for the United Nations, I think that was one aspect of the character that was important for her when she accepted the part, that it's the girl or it's the princess who goes to save the prince and not like normally the other way around. And she's a, you know, she's a brave character, but still fragile. And that was something that was important for me, that is someone who's fragile on the outside, but has a lot of inner conviction. Yeah. And I think that's what Emma is like 100%. She really, you know, fights for the things that she believes in, and she dedicates herself to what she thinks is important. And I think that was exactly that what she could bring into the part.
Well, and I think it's kind of cool that she was a flight attendant, because as somebody who's been in the travel industry for many, many, many years, flight attendants get a bad rap sometimes, and they're looked at as airheads and you know, just pretty little Barbies walking down the aisle. And I think seeing someone, you know, who is beautiful like she is, but is also smart and savvy and brave.
Right.
I think that's wonderful to be able to see that as well. So I think I appreciate that.
Isn't that something that was different in the 70s, the way how people looked at flight attendants?
Yeah.
Because I think then, you know, it was considered a very attractive job. And, you know, so maybe that has changed within the last 20, 30 years.
Well, you would think so, but you'd be amazed when people get a few drinks in them, what they think they can do with a flight attendant, you know, that just because, that's unfortunately, the stereotype still exists. Not quite as strongly, but it still exists.
It's generally amazing what a couple of drinks can do to people. So.
For sure, especially when you're all locked up in a little metal tube flying at 10,000 feet.
Well, yeah, these days, sure. It takes an hour to get a drink, so I don't know how you can get drunk on a plane.
Well, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with co-writer and director Florian Gallenberger on behalf of the new film Colonia. It opened up yesterday. It's exclusively here at in Phoenix at the Harkins Shea, and I think it's also on video on demand, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so two ways to see it. I think you got to see this on the big screen, because I wanted to touch on this. You know, some critics are calling the film out, saying that it's not very, you know, significant in terms of historical value.
What?
I think that they're looking for something dry. And there's a lot of critics who like that dry feeling.
Right.
What I really loved about this film is that it's not dry. It is thrilling. It is very entertaining. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many movies I've seen that I've just, like, wanted to turn off or I fall asleep during, because they're trying to go buy the book, the history book, and they forget the entertainment value. So how important was that entertainment value for you, Florian?
Well, I'm glad you're bringing this up, because you know, I always wanted to make a film that doesn't feel like a history lesson in school, but that's you know, a cinematic experience and that's thrilling and that is entertaining. But for a lot of critics, this sort of, it's like it's forbidden to do something entertaining and at the same time look at a true story, at a historical true background. And I have to say, I'm almost angry about that, because. Mm-hmm. You know, why can't something be a good ride and at the same time you find out about history? And I think for a lot of people, in the end of the film, and they realize it's a true story because the pictures of the real Colonia Dignidad and its real inhabitants, I think that is an enriching moment for the audience, because they realize that something that they took just as a film is actually more. And I don't see any problem with that. And I you know, I completely agree with what you say. Our aim, our target was always to make a thrilling film. And if somebody does not care about the background, he would have still seen a thrilling film and you know, had a good time in the theater.
Yeah, I mean, because, and I touch on that briefly in my review, that, you know, some people, you know, might discount the film because of that. And I think that initially, when I was pitched this film, I looked and I was like, oh, Emma Watson, I've got to see this movie. But when I looked at it, I was like, oh, a historical film, I've seen so many of those.
Right.
I don't know if I want to cover that, because so many filmmakers have kind of like burned me on that. And
but this feels like a really great feature film.
Oh,
Not like it's documentary at all.
Right.
You know, it really has a different feel.
Well, that's what I told Tricia right before this segment. I said I was so surprised with this film. You know, it blew me away how entertaining this was. And I mean, we were talking about all the, you know, the performers being very talented, but, you know, you do a great job, and, you know,
thank
there's
you.
Some tremendous tension. You kept me on the edge of my seat for the entire runtime. The level of suspense, you know, my nerves were unable to escape this movie.
Well, that's great to hear. That is exactly what we wanted to do with the film. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you did a great, great job here. So, have you started work on anything else? Can you share anything with us?
Well, as we are speaking, I'm just in Los Angeles now, and you know, as filmmakers tend to come to Los Angeles and, you know, look for work, I'm here meeting people. I have written a new script. You know, I'm talking to producers about a new film, which is again something that plays in the past, but way back in the past, like 2,000 years ago. So,
wow.
Yeah, really. You know, I can't at this point, you know, disclose what it's about. But you know, I'm working on something else. Yeah.
Oh, we'd love to have you back when it's closer to that release, and when you can share more with us.
Yeah, it would be lovely.
Yeah, and because, again, this is a great film. Again, it's called Colonia. Co-writer, director, Florian.
And Academy Award winner, don't forget.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Well. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thank you for making this movie. Again, if you look at this movie and you think, oh, you know, I don't want to see history lesson, you know what? You're not. You get the history, but you also get a very entertaining experience. Take it from me. Go see this movie, everyone.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you, Florian.
Yes.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, bye. It was a pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is really good. And again, we have a great, great villain here in Michael Nyquist. He does a great job here.
Did you not know he won an Academy Award?
Yeah, I knew. I knew.
Well, how come you didn't bring that up?
Well,
I mean, that's pretty important, don't you
think? It is. I know. Well, you could have asked him a little bit about that.
Oh, I just looked it up. I just looked him up 2 seconds ago.
Oh, okay.
And saw that he won an Academy Award. But
well,
see, since you knew who he was before I did, you should have kind of brought that up.
I'm sorry. Well, I was focusing
on
the film
absolutely,
itself.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it's just because this was such a somber thing. You know, a lot of people know that there were a lot of Nazis that escaped down to South America. And
that's where Hitler is right now.
If he's still alive. No, but you know, Argentina, Chile, like that. But it's amazing. I mean, my parents lived there for 2 years and I used to go visit them a lot and I never knew about Colonia, but I guess I never asked.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
and the way that the wall and the gates and everything, I mean, it looks really creepy.
Well,
you know, on the posters.
It is.
Yeah,
well, it is,
yeah,
really it is creepy. Yeah. But I just wonder, I wish I didn't want to ask him this. Well, I wanted to ask him this, but I didn't think it was appropriate to ask that. But if the cult is allowing them to come in, I just wonder if anybody's asked, how do they feel about what happened there?
Yeah, yeah.
Or do they still condone it, even though it's not necessarily happening? That's scary to me.
Right, and have they seen the film?
I mean, Pinochet had that whole regime was very scary. But
oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And you know, you get the after the little history lessons afterward. They show you what happened to mm-hmm. everyone, and so again, a great film. We've talked about three great films today so far.
I know, yeah. Amazing. This yeah. I tell you, I mean, you go from drought to Flood.
Yeah, yeah. The Jungle Book I really liked, and then 13 Cameras and Colonia. You've got to go see these movies, and they're making it easier. They're available on video on demand. So if you can't make it out of the theater, I mean, out of the home, maybe you want to be watched by someone, or maybe you're stuck in a Colonia. You could just check it out on video on demand.
Well, that's true, and you know what? I kind of do like the fact that you have that option.
I do too.
Because you can't always make it to the theater in time. And now people are having these phenomenal home theaters as yeah. well, that if you can see something that's contemporary, see it now, but see it in the comfort of your own home if you want and have that as an option. Or even if you go see it in the movie theater and you liked it so much, but there's so much depth to it, you want to see it again, you can watch it a video demand at your home.
Yeah, and a lot of people
you can
discount,
pause it, rewind, etc.
A lot of people discount the video on demand releases. They say, oh, these are too small. These are not small movies. I mean, Emma Watson, Daniel Brühl, Michael Nyquist in Colonia, you know, that great cast. And then with 13 Cameras, what an amazing experience that is. And of course, with Neville Archambault. Well, let's take another quick break. We've got some more movies to talk about after in our next segment.
Is that the correct number?
Yes, it is the correct number. Colonel.
Colonial. Colonial.
Well, it's spelled that way, kind of. Colonel.
Colonel.
Colonel Happy's March from the original Jungle Book. You know, the elephants.
Mm-hmm.
And the elephants actually have a nice scene in the new Jungle Book.
Really?
Yeah, Mowgli does a solid for one of them. I'm just going to tell you that.
Yay.
And it is a great movie, The Jungle Book, again. We are hearing all of our songs. And I have a feeling we're going to hear Bare Necessities a couple more times before all is said and done. Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX 1480 AM. We will be right back.